This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
My dad got to a place where he was in a good spot, and his fear to go back to dirt capped him. I, on the other hand, want to go to dirt. It's not, you know what's funny? I never killed myself. I liked it so much.
I enjoy
much.
It though. Yeah. I like being a fool.
Everyone's like, you burned fat. I'm like, no, I didn't. I liked it.
I don't work.
I'm like you want to play video games and watch Netflix, and I want to like ideate on my business. It's creative. I like it.
So I'm not weird that I like spreadsheets and like doing my math and like calculating my account.
Of course not. Most people like stuff. But for some reason, they either put things on a pedestal or demonize it. Like, I don't understand why people can't just understand it's a self-awareness game. Like, I don't want to be a starving artist, but somebody who loves the fuck out of it, I'm like, that's awesome. Like, right? Like, and then don't come at me because I love working. Like, what are you doing? Like, it brings me joy. Yeah. Like, I just don't understand demonizing people's joy. So what would I say to you? I would say nothing beats loving the process. That's why I'm 45, I love it. Bro, when I tell you, like you've said two things already, bro, I've never, ever, ever thought about the money for real, for real, for real. And I lived it. Like people are like, yeah, like, you know, back to like, I'm like, but I lived it. I worked every fucking day until I was 34 years old for my dad and left with nothing. Zero. Like, you know, and then I started a company with my 11-year younger brother. I had all the leverage and we went 50-50. Right? And like I just, if you love your game, you've won. It will all be there. I've never had more leverage to make money and I've never been cooler. And I'm fucking 44. And that's not what you think at 26. How old are you?
I'm 16.
That's not what you're thinking at 26 and 16. When I was 26 and 16, 44 was dead. Old. Fucking.
No, I can't wait till I'm 44, bro.
Fair enough. But like, I remember being 22 coming to my dad's liquor store. My cousin was 30. And I was like, this dude's old. You know? Like, when, like, 30 feels real fucking old to you, right? Real life.
I can't wait.
Okay. It's old.
I don't know. I guess I can't wait till I'm 40 because I know the position that I'll be in, I can do more work. Because in 14 years, I'll be where I'm 16.
Yeah. It's 26. I'm 36. It's pretty interesting.
I'm pissed that I'm not 46 right now. I'm 44. I feel 46. I would say two things. You have to figure out how to always love the fuck out of it. And you have to fight for that and leave money on the table to be happy. And then two, you have to reverse engineer what you want. Everybody's like all my, like professionally, in my street, in my uniform as a professional, I want to buy the Jets. So I sell a piece of my business to the Dolphins owner. So I go into partnership with the Vikings owner on Call of Duty in Minnesota. Like, what do you want? And go backwards. The problem is everybody just wants money. And they want the money to buy something.
I'm just trying to cop this house, but I hear you.
That's what it is. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that either. The thing with that is when you create that kind of short-term goal, you stay within that box.
No, to me, I feel like because being in the projects and having my parents be the Korean immigrants that they were, I respect my pop because they run a janitorial company. So I've been cleaning floors since like 7 years old, all the way to
work ethic. Yeah.
Everybody's like, "Where you're super money focused." I'm like, "Bro, I love what I do.
Yeah.
So I think I'm money focused because I never want to be back in that."
Space. Yep. Cool. But that, to me, I'll tell you, I really.
Do you think that'll limit me? Just really.
100%. 100%. I would argue that that's what held my dad back. My dad got to a place where he was in a good spot. And his fear to go back to dirt capped him. I, on the other hand, want to go to dirt. I love the dirt. I fucking love the dirt. I'm not scared to go to zero. I'll go to zero and get shit on by everybody. See, Gary Vee was full of shit, and sit there and read every one of those comments and be like, I'll see you. I'll see you when I'm 68.